Well, hello, everyone. It's good to be back, and it's good to be back for sure. This is Luca Maino, and this is Luca's World. We are back. Yes, we are. Shake your head. What? We are back. This is Luca's World, and I think it's even episode 85, if I'm not mistaken. Big tip of the hat to RBN for finding some space in there to have me back on again. And it's wonderful to be back, but I will not bring you into the deep end right away. Trust me, it's nice to be back. Let's see. I even have the numbers up there taped on the far side of my desk, hoping that, you know, maybe someday we would be back again and I would be saying what I'm saying right now with my Sony MDR V6 headphones on, my precious headphones that I love so much that I've been just dying to be able to use for so long. And to be able to have a show like this, to be able to talk to people about what's going on and what we need to know. Before we get to the numbers, why don't we get to the most important thing right now, which is the donate button up on the website, on the RBN website. Please, if you can, find a way to donate and not go to Starbucks because the coffee sucks and it's too expensive anyway. So if you can, you know, help with the donation of maybe like $5 a month and just reoccurring, you're going to be one of the people that are going to own a stake in RBN as such in your heart, because you're going to, it's going to be become a part of you, which it is me. And I think it's great. I think it's a good idea that the host should be chipping in. Absolutely. To keep something going. You know, we're all in this together, as they say. Did I actually say that quote? I don't believe it. Okay, first thing I wanted to talk about today, before talking about the disclaimer, which I always do, why don't we go into the phone calls first? Yes, Luca, the phone numbers, 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443 are the numbers to call. And if you could, please stay within the, you know, the area of the discussion today, because, you know, we spend, okay, that's how I'm going to start. I spend all week. Usually when I have a show on RBN, I spend all week talking to people, right? And because all of my teachers, et cetera, and everybody told me I'd be stupid and I wouldn't amount to anything and I wouldn't be able to learn how to read properly, I write things down when I talk to you and I write notes. And then I gather my notes at the end of that week and I go, what should we talk about first? There comes the red magic marker. 1, 2, 3. Why don't we talk about this first? Okay, what about intent, Luca? You wanted to talk about intent today. Well, okay, why don't we talk about the eclipse first? Here we go. What is the eclipse anyway? Something people, I'm sure, did not know. And it's got nothing to do with the quote-unquote wink, wink, two-minute video by suspicious observers on YouTube saying, okay, I'm going to say it plain and simple. If something does happen during the eclipse, they did it. It was great. That's how they. It's a two-minute clip, and that's how it starts. Actually, I could have played that, but it gets complicated when you send the, you know, the clips to the producer, and he's got his hands full with a huge board. So the less clips, the better, hopefully. But we're going to get into so many things. So many things. For example, let's start with the eclipse, so I don't bounce around too much. What is it? Well, in indigenous belief, it's a renewal. It's a rebirth. It's an inner journey or a gathering of tribes, okay? Even the enemy tribes would come and they'd be forgiven, as they would do in the Green Corn Festival with the Wampanoag on the East Coast, okay? To start anew. It's a special time of cleansing. You know, people don't go outside with glasses and look up and go, ah, you know, no. You see them hugging. You see them getting emotional, some of them. It's a rush. It's goosebumps. That is what it's supposed to do. And, you know, most people do. They go inside their homes and close their door. They don't have to be outside looking at it. They know. It's a personal thing. It's a time of cleansing. The wonders of life, okay? Yes, they celebrate it in everyday life. But in this case, it's the good spirits that are embraced. And the bad spirits, well, either they're cast out or they cast themselves out with their attitudes and their behaviors and their, right? Okay, it's great. That's how it works. That's how Mother Nature is going to work. Very shortly, There's no more sitting on the fence. We are going to be either educated as innocent or we will be terminated as incorrigible. That's right. That's how I see it. Let me say that again. Educate the innocent and terminate the incorrigible. If we don't do it, Mother Earth will take care of it very soon, and we won't have a choice. That's what the Hopi are trying to tell us, and that's why I'm so glad to be on the air talking about this stuff, because that's what they mean by renewal. It's a really beautiful word. And I want to throw in a wink, wink, that most of you don't know. William Henry Harrison, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, please do. William Henry Harrison wanted to do something, and this is around the 1811, 1812 or so. He wanted to do something to disrupt the tribes, like to get in the middle of the tribes, to really disunite them in a big way, right? So it was like, okay, you know, here comes Tecumseh and his brother, 10 squat away, which is the open door, right? And he looks at them both. And William Henry Harrison, the president of the United States, then says, you know what? If he's such a prophet, have him do a miracle. Have him perform some kind of miracle and bring all the tribes together and stop this nonsense. And that's exactly what happened. Because he, Tenskwatawe, and his brother, Tecumseh, had predicted the eclipse, the total eclipse of the sun. And as soon as it happened, I don't think William Henry Harrison could have done a better job of reuniting the tribes, which is polar opposite of what he tried to do in the first place. It was a good story. I had to share that one. That one fell in my lap. Oh, remember, Luca, you talked about that years ago. Yeah. Why don't we go there, you know? And back in our realm, here I am sitting, you know, we're talking about Native America, so I may as well throw this out too. Those who have lived with the spirit and the touch of the land, as in the earth, those who have seen the serene beauty of nature and lived among it, they will almost never be able to come back to the concrete jungle and the noise and its pollution and uncaring of daily city life and people. Because everything's based on capitalism, on competition. And, you know, a person with, you know, the biggest and best toys and the most amount of toys at the end wins, right? Uh-huh. Well, not in this case. So I kind of wanted to break down the show into little pieces until we get callers or until, you know, things start happening, because I'm going by instinct and I have like A or B or C prepared, and I'm going from the heart, which is one of the most important things, and I'll get into that in a minute. While the intelligent ones, the ones humbly working on themselves and honing their knowledge and their craft and staying silent, right? Yeah. Well, meanwhile, not only the stupid ones are out there on center stage blowing their smoke and mirrors out, right? Because, you know, because most people can't judge and they follow the pack because thinking is too difficult, right? So they end up living by another's leave, which I thought was really cool. So everyone listens to the stupid ones, right? Out there, blah, 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 right? Because no one wants to do the hard work of research, the hard work of alienation. If you really get it right, everybody will throw you out. Living by another's leave. I would like you to watch the movie The Last of the Mohicans. If you really want to know what that is, unbelievable line, one of the most powerful ones. It almost brings tears to your eyes when you know what it means. Living by another's leave, that's exactly what's happening now. Welfare state, absolutely. Yeah, nobody has to work. Oh, I had a list there. I didn't want to read by my list, but it was a good one. No, I'll look at that later. Anyway, we have, look at this. We have Chance from West Virginia is calling on line three. Good morning. No, see, I used to say good morning. Now I have to say good afternoon. Chance, how are you doing?
Well, welcome back, Luca.
Welcome to Luca's world. Yes, and it's good
welcome
to be back. Thank
welcome.
You.
You mentioned William Henry Harrison, Tippi Canoe, and Tyler, too. Isn't it amazing how they knocked him off after only, I think it was a month in the White House? They poisoned him. They got
See, you know
him.
More than I do. You know more than I do. Now you're teaching me stuff. This is what I love about it.
Oh, yeah.
This,
well,
okay,
you got to look at the what you got to do is look at all the presidents who were assassinated. and find out what changes they were going to make, and you'll find out the reason why they were killed. I mean, it's rather obvious.
Yeah.
You know,
from
Garfield to Harrison to
I think
McKinley was going to do something right. Not to say he was great, but he was, and then they got rid of, you know.
Yeah, and I'm going to get into JFK also, and I'm going to go
JFK.
Into from World War II. I got a few surprises up my sleeve before the show's over, but please continue.
Well, with JFK, that's when they finally took the country over. We all know that. That should be obvious, really.
You know, I got the hint in 1967, and tell me if I'm wrong, with the USS Liberty incident, LBJ was told by Israel, no, America does not handle foreign policy. America's foreign policy, Israel does. And that was in 67. So imagine what they're like. Now they're just all pledging allegiance to Israel in Congress. That's all that.
LBJ was one of the biggest scumbags around. I mean, let's face it. The reason you mentioned the eclipse, get a load of this. I don't know if you heard about this. I heard this mentioned. People might be getting eclipse disease.
There you
go.
Can
you imagine this bullshit? I mean, the same thing. The same thing they're doing.
Be careful! Don't swear,
chicken.
Please. Don't swear on the show, please.
All right, I'm sorry.
I understand. So I understand. I can actually get you a couple of oopsies. You know, like they're removing 27 units of the military and their radiological and chemical and biological elite units. Oh, 27 of them. Oh, okay, for the eclipse, right? So that's how I started the show. You know, if anything happens during the eclipse, they did it.
Here's another thing. You know what I sense they're doing when they say crap like this, eclipse disease, and now we got to worry about the eggs and the beef now. Isn't it a coincidence? Eggs are good for you. Beef is good for you, provided it's not all jacked up with hormones and antibiotics. These are things that are good for you, right? So all of a sudden, in other words, what they're doing, I think, is covering their tracks, right? There's so much bioweapons in our air, our water, our food, that naturally we're going to get sick down the line, all of us, from one thing or another, right? So they cover their tracks by saying, oh, that was the chicken, the bird flu, or that was the eclipse disease, or that was sudden adult death syndrome. See, in other words, whenever they throw this stuff at us, I says, what are they covering up? Because they know, probably, cumulatively, the stuff that we're eating, drinking, and breathing is eventually going to get us sick or kill us, right? And what convenient way to blame it on, bird flu, H1N1, eclipse
there you
disease.
Go. There's my list. You may as well say it, H1N1. Okay, I start with HIV, AIDS, then I talk about SARS, then I go to Zika, then I go to, COVID? You know, we're going to get into it. I'm glad to be back. They're going to have to shut me up. They'll pull the plug,
Luca,
if I talk too much.
But see, Luca,
yes.
The common denominator is they created all of those things.
Exactly.
None
That's
of
my
those
point.
Things happened naturally. They created them.
Exactly.
All right. Yep. Well, Luca, it's good to have you back now. Good luck.
And thank you so much for being such a good caller, because you know that it's time consuming and that there are people waiting. Thank you so much. Love you.
Yes.
Have a good day. And he's gone. I got Lynn from Maryland on line one, and welcome to Luca's World. How are you doing?
I don't think they're going to be able to wipe the smile off my face for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Good.
All the weeks I've missed you. Welcome back, Luca. I actually called in right before the top of the hour, and I'm like, I know that music.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, so I listened to hear if it was you. And I was like, I called Sam crying. I was so happy. And so then I hung up. And then when you said you take calls and I won't keep you because I want to hear you, I just want to welcome you back and let you know how grateful I am and how much joy you bring. And this is even a better time slot. I hope it's as good for you as it is for me, because it's good for me. And you have just made my life right now. I bless you and thank you. You are the best, and I've missed you so, so much.
And your husband, Steve, I will be going surfing with him every time from now on. If the producer's good enough to do the surfing song, as we call it so humbly now. And you know what? I'm going to say it. It's thanks to you and thanks to people that called the station or that emailed the station or that left me the three comments. Like, you know, Luca, what? You're what? You're leaving? You know what? And it was like, okay, you know, you have to bow out sometimes. They get overloaded. Now I have my space back, and I'm just happy to be back. Thank you for the beautiful welcome.
Well, if we rated folks, you'd be at the top of the list. So welcome back.
Well, I hope to never disappoint you.
They certainly heard from me. Sam knows how I feel. Frank knows how I feel. Mike knows how I feel. And Julie knows how I feel. So, and now you know how I feel. And I love to hear you surf anyway, with or without Steve. Okay?
I will be. Yes,
I love you
care.
A lot. You're
thank
the
you
best.
So much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
welcome
you so much.
Back.
Okay, quickly, my disclaimer, because I have to say this, and I'm saying it in a different way this time. I've been talking about my personal dilemmas, honestly, and to all of you, okay? And I think it's one of the subjects that has to come up that are really, really difficult to speak of, past and past, present, and future, actually. So, you know, this has forced other people out of my life, and certain people aren't ready for such dialogues, okay? But honestly, like, I have to say all of this at first because when I speak of close people or family, it's not at all about bashing, as some of you may think. And please allow me to be clear on this. A very difficult subject, however, I would, if I didn't speak of how I felt in my heart, I'd feel like a hypocrite. And when I do speak of it, it takes the risk of being misunderstood. So this is why the disclaimers are so important to me, because I'm sitting here saying for people in listening range that I'm speaking about it now. It bothers me less and less, actually, because they are our best teachers. The people who don't listen to us, the people who fight what we are doing, they are our best teachers, because you're looking at being challenged by them. Well, that's wonderful. Geez, I hope people challenge me. I hope they call up on the station and say, you know what, look how you're wrong. It's like, okay, why don't you tell me where I'm wrong and we can discuss it in front of the whole world and I'll have an answer for you next week, right? This is what I mean. These shows are not about me. They are about everybody listening, as you just heard from our last wonderful Lynn in Maryland, okay? And you know what? I'm going to throw a caveat in here because I have to. What happened to me the last time I interrupted someone? Wow. Like, you know, Luca, would you shut up and listen? Okay, I have three people here that always tell me you interrupt them all the time. You don't listen. Okay, there go the ears flat on the head like a puppy, right? It's like, okay, I'm listening. You know, you have to, and there it is. You have to be, everybody has to be heard, right? Everybody wants to be heard. Yes, Luca, okay, but you need to hear others and not just listen. You have to really give other people the chance to be heard if you want to be heard yourself, if you want them to hear you. By golly, Luca, stop interrupting people. So this is what I'm working on. I think I even caught myself doing it with Chance from West Virginia. I hope I'll catch myself again because I listen to my shows afterwards. Or, you know, people that talk without speaking. You remember, what is it, that song? You know, people hearing without listening, right? It's that kind of thing. So that's what I'm learning about. And you actually see people, when you pay attention, you actually see people, like they're waiting until the person stops talking in order to just jump in with what they're saying. And they don't even take the time to listen to what the person's saying. They're just ready with what they have to lash out or answer them when they stop talking. It makes a lot of sense to me. So I'm going to go back to what my grandmother tried to tell me or us when we were young. Luca, count to five. When somebody talks, count to five after they stop talking. You know, A, you'll sound more intelligent. B, what you say will make more sense because, you know, that's what you're not trying to interrupt the person. You're showing the person you respect them by not talking and by listening. How cool is that? Duh. Right? On top of, like I always say, and I always will be, this show is not about ego. So where are we going with this? Well, okay, we're going towards instinct. And instinct is what the people in power want to kill. And I found this really interesting because I haven't heard this talked about very often yet. I have this graph. I wish you guys could see it. It's a graph. You know, my father used to teach us how words are powerful. You put a word up in the middle and you circle it. And then you put lines going down and you make different categories, 1, 2, 3, 4 underneath with lines, attaching it. And another 4 circles that means something else. And then you got other lines underneath that, kind of like an hierarchy or a triangular hierarchy, something like that. But it was interesting because the word instinct, bang, there goes one, into alcohol and dumbing us down. From instinct, there goes another one, interconnectedness, right, to one another. Oh, they have to kill that. They have to kill our interconnectedness to one another. Through what? Well, let's see. What about helping each other live for each other? What about selflessness? No, we can't have that. We have to disturb the natural function of humans, distort and confuse and add on and change definitions, laws, as we're seeing now, change everything, right? Keep them confused. So they'll just run to us for help, right? Make sure that it's more profitable for them economically not to work and to be given stuff so that we can take it away whenever we want. Consumerism, right? Competitiveness. That I thought that was a word I just said in the beginning of the show. Pushing and nourishing the ego. Make sure that there are negative subjects all the time. Make sure that the media floods them with fear. It's incredible. I'm sitting there watching that. I watch the TV now with the volume off. That's what I do. I don't need to listen because I watch. I'm a cinematographer also, so I like watching. Wow. Unbelievable. So I have a couple of slides that I wanted to share with you. Before we get into what we're going to talk about at the bottom of the hour, Albert Schweitzer comes back. And this is for Uncle Tom out west. If he's listening, this is for Tom in Utah. Until he extends the circle of his compassion to all living things, man will not himself find peace. Albert Schweitzer shares that, and I've shared it many times, and I wanted to say that again because, you know, this is what it is. We have to go back to the natural world, and people that are listening to me and people that like what I'm sharing, it makes sense. And please tell me it doesn't, or call in and tell me I'm full of it if I am, but I don't think I am. A sign of intelligence is an awareness of one's own ignorance. Okay. Spot on with that one, right? And the one I keep loving to say, and I really want to add this in my disclaimer every week if I have to, but I won't. You won't have to hear me say this all the time, but it's so precious. What happens? Okay, remember I just read earlier what happens with the people that are intelligent and they're really silent and they don't say anything and they're humbly trying to, okay? And the people that are idiotic and they're completely selfish and that don't care and that are really stupid and that have the wrong information, what do? Broadcasting it, okay? So here's the message to us. Be scared, right? And do it anyway. Be underqualified and get in the room anyway. Doesn't matter. Because you can be honest and you can show your imperfections. You can be prepared for mistakes. Jeez, you know, I can be talking about William Henry Harrison and a caller can come up and say, Luca, that wasn't him. That was somebody else. And you go, oh, thank you for sharing. I'm writing that down right now and we'll check it out and I'll talk about it next week. It's absolutely flawless. Everybody wins, right? Be prepared for mistakes, okay? Be unsure and show up anyway. Even if you know you're going to be laughed at, even if you know this stuff is going to be thrown at you, even if you know, they're going to probably try and jump on you and bury you. This is very relevant to what I'm going to be talking about in the weeks to come, folks, because I might lose half of you along the way, because I am going to do a deep dive like I've never done before, because I have new information. It's absolutely flawless. It's wonderful. So people who want to stay with me will, and the people that don't will just hang up and go somewhere else, and that's fine too. Maybe that'll give more room to people that want to listen, because this is really important information. What does Abby Martin say? Oh, what about Abby Martin? Doesn't matter who she is. Listen to what Abby Martin says. Forget about who she is. That's none of our business. It's not even our right to say anything, because that's judging. Listen to what she says. For all my life, for my entire life, I've watched the corporate media sell us war after war, always telling us who our enemies are, which countries need saving, and which governments should be overthrown, right? And every single time, it turns out they lied. Okay? And we go on here and we talk about this and we talk about that, but we're not addressing the issues. One caller got upset, and I have to say this. I don't know who he was. I don't think it was Tom from Florida. I'm not sure who it was. It wasn't the person that I issued an apology to either, if you guys know my shows from previous. Somebody called and said, Luca, hey, whoa, why are you dancing around the subject? Everybody knows it's the Jews, okay? Why don't you just come out and say it? Okay. And there's, so what happened to Candace Owens recently? Remember what happened to Candace Owens recently? Ask Ben Shapiro. Didn't he fire her? Ben Shapiro, ADL Ben Shapiro, or Southern Poverty Law Center. Give me a break, okay? What happened to Candace Owens? Well, she said, I'm sick and tired of not talking about the sort of people or the kind of people or the group of people we're not allowed to talk about. In other words, I have had it, period. I will not be muzzled, period. Even take Candace Owens for who she is. Fine. Is she controlled opposition? Who knows? Maybe she doesn't even know, okay? But that's what she said. I find that resonates with me big time. See, so I put that in my notes. Okay, that's what she said. And I'm looking at everything. I shared with you already who runs Israel, haven't I? I think. None of them come from Israel. The president of Israel is from Ireland. Okay, Morocco, Lithuania, Poland, Netanyahu, right? Oh, these people are foot soldiers for the Rothschilds or for the people in power or whatever Hitler called them, the international Zionists, okay? Whatever you want to call them. It's globalism? Yeah. Dressed up as what? Democracy? Yeah, right. Okay, meanwhile, Rockefeller's there that has more resources in his time than the federal government did. Remember the cartoon of him holding the Treasury and the White House in his hand going, what a strange little government. Give me 8 to 10 years and I'll show the world how to think, and I'll teach the world how to think, right? And that you can put in with the mix with something called the Kalergi Plan from the 1920s when they wanted to flood Europe with immigration. Come on. Some of us are paying attention. You're listening to Luca's World. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back after these messages, folks.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off Drop-In Lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here's my wave song. This is where I go surfing. And when I was 12 or 13 years old, I was surfing down the most powerful wave I ever seen in my entire life, something like 12 or 13 feet high, going down 30, 40 miles an hour. And I was going with there with Steve, who's a new friend of mine. And we're going to be doing this every week. That's a true story, no exaggeration. We are back with Luca's World. We have somebody in the wings waiting, very important, somebody by the name of Wolfgang in Washington who's waiting, and I do have to have him on, but I need to do this intro first. Please allow me. Okay, help me figure this out, and this is what he's going to do, okay? We call ourselves truthers, right? We go through all the subjects that truth is known for, and we go through them with earnest, right, and with righteousness, but then there are some subjects we're not going to touch because they're unpopular, right? What does that tell us about our own value of level of integrity? I'm finding it hard to talk. Forgive me, my hands are shaking because this is a bit difficult. Think of the level of integrity, okay? We touch on certain subjects, but not others. What does that tell us about our own integrity? I have to say it again. It's cowardice, okay? And some people have told me. It is cowardice because, as most people know, with the truth that comes into your life, oh, there's a responsibility that goes with that. And you have to share that knowledge, or you're no better than the people that did what you just got as a gift, like me, after asking for it for 30 years. Well, I finally got it. And isn't it interesting that my show comes back pretty much around the same time? Wolfgang is one of those people who I'd like to introduce as one of my teachers. One of the people who verified most of my sources, who was one of the most important and valuable people in my research. Welcome to the show, Wolf.
Hello, Luca. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you perfect. Everybody can, too. Awesome.
Good. Well, welcome back to RBN. Everybody seems to be delighted.
Me included. So,
all right.
Wolf,
well,
Wolf,
not,
we have a...
Not what I call...
Okay, go ahead.
Not really what I called about, but going back to the eclipse and the story you were telling about whatever the Indians convinced Harrison was about to happen, that's actually much older from what I've researched. Apparently, Pharaoh, back in thousands of years ago, had astronomers, too, that were able to watch the sky and figured out, hey, an eclipse is coming in a couple, 3 days. So Pharaoh decided, oh, I'm going to tell everybody, you better fill the granary an extra 5%, or I'm going to darken the sky. Okay.
There you
and,
go.
Yeah. See? Everybody laughed at Pharaoh, and then the eclipse came along, and then they freaked out and started filling grain to bring Pharaoh. So knowledge is the most important thing.
It is.
But go ahead.
You know, but it's how you use it. And again, it's intent. I think it's the biggest word I think I'll ever touch on. One single word, intent, it's everything. It really is. It's you can use it in a good way or a bad way, right? That's
a
really good point. Okay, so in my research, I'm just going to throw in World War II because this is where this is going. And it's like, come on, okay? We're doing research, okay? The first thing you do is you hit on Churchill and the list of genocides of his. And then you see people, that are getting killed because of they're talking too much. Ted Gunderson, the ex-FBI chief. Phil Marshall and his family get tortured and murdered because they don't give a fifth manuscript from the 9/11 book that he was working on. David Crowley and his family get assassinated for doing their Gray State movie. General Stubblebine, who happens to be Dr. Rima Lebo's late husband, gets killed after he talks about the missile that he saw hitting the Pentagon, right? Sylvia Stoltz, who's a German lawyer, in her immediate incarceration from the courtroom, directly from the courtroom, which led me to her client that she was defending. And Wolf, even you say you're surprised at some of the stuff that you heard or that you may not have heard before, right?
Well, you're alluding to Ernst Zundel, who was not the first, but probably the most popularized person that was attacked for simply, he didn't even ask many questions. He, as far as I recall, published or spoke about a pamphlet called Did 6 Million Really Die? And he had too much of an audience, so they went after him and ruined his life. And, of course, there's, like, so many on the list now.
Yeah.
People don't, like, shy away from this topic of World War II, Hitler, Holocaust, all that, because it's unpopular. They shy away from it because they see demonstrations of what happens to you if you're too popular and, you know, you have an audience that's listening to you.
There you go. So
and
there's
then,
some people...
Then you become a target.
Yeah.
Say what?
There you go. No, that's it. And people become target. That's fine. I would have given my life a long time ago for the Native American philosophy and the Native American life to defend it, you know. And I'm to the point now where this stuff has to come out. If I don't come out with this, I'm no better than anybody else. I can't live with myself if I know something that they don't. Where's my piece of paper that I look at all the time? Okay, this is it. I'm going to read it, and I'm going to read it twice, okay, so people can hear this. Before we listen to the clip that our producer is ready for and that I prepared for our guest caller, listen to this. Fewer Jews died in the entire war than we, the British, killed in one bombing raid on one German city in one night, namely Dresden. Okay, the city that everybody knows. Okay, well, I'm going to talk about the 112 others. Let me read that again. Fewer Jews died in the entire war than we, the British, killed in one bombing raid on one German city in one night, namely Dresden. Okay? So, interesting. See, so I'm compartmentalizing, right? That's what I do. Okay, that goes over here. Ernst Zundel, as Wolfgang said so well, that goes over here. Sylvia Stoltz, let's find out about her. What happened? If you understand why Sylvia Stoltz got thrown in jail, you'll understand why this cannot come out. Oh, it cannot come out. Oh, I thought truth could always come out. Well, sorry, folks. They've killed people for less. So I prepared a clip, and Wolfgang doesn't even know about this. It's a surprise for him. The first thing you hear from Ernst Zundel's mouth is karma. Okay, very important, karma and about lying. Then he goes into the myth of Israel. This stuff cannot be denied, okay? People are going to decide if they believe it or not, but it has to be shared. The myth of the chosen ones. Then he talks about Robert Faurisson very quickly and Irving, David Irving, with numbers. He goes into Dresden and Auschwitz. Very interesting stuff. No gas chambers in all of National Socialist Germany until 1947. Reconstruction of Auschwitz after the war by the Russians and the Poles, the Polish. You know, Dachau and then Auschwitz with the Red Cross totals at the end. I'll do an introduction or an end to that. So why don't we listen to the clip, unless you want to say something before we do. Wolf, do you want to add anything?
No, go ahead. Play it.
Okay, let's play the clip. And thank you to our producer for waiting.
I believe in karma. I believe in karma. I behave every day knowing that my karma will catch up with me if I were to lie to you and sit here and mealy-mouth tell you stories that in my heart are not true. That's why you as an Israeli whom I never met before, most likely will never meet again, I'm witnessing before my God, my conscience, my concept of philosophy of life, exactly what I feel like, because I hope that history sent you here and that you will go back to wherever you go and say, there is a guy in Canada that has paid the price, being bombed twice, being burned out nearly twice, have been hounded by the Jewish lobby into jail cells and court case after court case, and maybe he, our enemy, is holding up a mirror to us that would be very worthwhile to look into. There's a book out called The Founding Myths of the Israeli State. I've got an article here by Yehuda Bauer, Auschwitz, The Dangers of Distortion, in which he talks about the founding myths of the Israeli state and the early Zionists that inflated the numbers in Auschwitz. And now, embarrassingly, they have to reduce them from 4 million to 1.1 million or 1.5 million, depending on whose lies you want to believe. Power is about power, you know, whether you're the Stern Gang or somebody else, and murderous thugs are murderous thugs. So you are a state that is also founded in myths, and one of the myths is that you are the persecuted people, you know. I'll tell you that the Jews inflicted as much pain as was inflicted on them. You have no copyright on pain. In my court cases, we asked David Irving, we asked Dr. Faurisson, the French revisionist, and all of them came to the conclusion, Irving said, that fewer Jews died during the entire war than we British killed in one bombing raid on one German city in one night, namely Dresden. How many Jews died at Auschwitz?
Yes.
Less than 20,000. In all the satellite camps, including Auschwitz, and they died not of gassing. There was not a single gas chamber in all of National Socialist dominated Europe, because the killing method of executing, whether criminals, spies, traitors, saboteurs, whatever, in Europe, in every Gentile country in Europe, never ever historically was gas. The only nation that ever had this fetish of gas chambers, which is the most complicated, idiotic and expensive way of killing people, was the United States.
What about all those gas chambers that we found later after the war in Auschwitz, in Treblinka and other places?
Okay, Dr. Piper, the curator of the Auschwitz Museum, was interviewed by my young Jewish friend David Cole, who is a Jewish revisionist.
Yes.
On tape, Dr. Piper admits that the facilities that they're showing there were reconstructed after the war by the Soviet Army and the Poles. Now, I sent an American technology expert, Fred Leuchter, execution technology guy, over. He took the samples. He brought back over 30 samples, had them analyzed in the United States, in the very installation that has been shown to 500,000 tourists a year as Auschwitz I gas chamber, where Rudolf Hess's gallows stand, because he was going to be strangled and was strangled within sight of his crime. Nothing took place in that so-called gas chamber amounting to killing. It was a bunker hospital, it was a crematory, but it was certainly not a gas chamber, because no traces even to this day exist. In Dachau, for instance, when the Allies took it over 29th of April 1945, the percentage of Jews in Dachau, which was then touted by Hollywood to be the big extermination camp, was less than 12%. And in Auschwitz, the grotesque numbers that are now being flung about, first it was 4 million here. Before my trial, see, 4 million people suffered and died here at the hands of the Nazi murderers between the years 1940 and 1945. And then comes my trial, where for 2 weeks we talked about numbers with Raoul Hilberg and the others. Look, nothing is on the tablets anymore, because the Poles finally saw the light. A little egged on by a worldwide media campaign through internet, television, satellite broadcast, radio broadcast, and so on. And now it took them till 1995 to agree on another set of lies.
Another set of lies.
Yeah, right. So now here they say it was 1.5 million, anderthalb Millionen. And in the other articles that I have dug out, we have here the Daily Telegraph, Auschwitz death reduced to 1 million.
I think you're getting my point, and it's good to have Wolf still with us. This is what I just fell on. There's a total of 2 hours of an interview with a young, arrogant, and very impatient Israeli reporter who cuts him off all the time when he talks. So I had to take the best parts, and I saved them. And because Ernst Dundel is no longer with us, I find it an honor to be able to do this, because this is the other side of the coin that we never talk about, because we don't know. I I'm dissecting the trial after dissecting what happened to Sylvia Stoltz. Wolf, your comments are welcome.
Well, again, you can't talk about it, not in a court. That interview you just played, that was like a couple years, I believe, before Ernst Zundel was arrested and put on trial in Canada. And or wait, excuse me, then extradited.
Yeah, that's 1996. Yeah.
And in 88, or no, 91, he was extradited to Germany to face hate speech crimes. Mm-hmm. And he could not defend himself in court. His lawyer could not defend him. And the professional executioner, Fred Luker, who they hired to go to Auschwitz, and he came back. He went to Auschwitz as a brainwashed person. Yeah, like most of us grew up thinking Holocaust and all that. And he thought, oh, you crazy people, sure, I'll go there and prove it. And he came back, and his report said, these Germans would have been nuts to use this as a gas chamber. They would have killed themselves and probably blown half the prison up. But none of that is allowed in the German court.
No.
See? Because the judge in multiple cases now has said, we're not talking about the Holocaust. That's an established fact. We're talking about your hate speech. How do you defend yourself against hate speech?
Exactly, you can't. You can't. See, so it's going to be up to somebody else who's really good at the legal stuff to take that and run with it. This is my job, is to share what I have found. We're all walking on the beach together, okay? Luca found something. Everybody turns around. Luca found something. What did you find, Luca? I want to share this. This is what I found. Because I touched on Sylvia Stoltz, you know, Luca, you did such a good job with Sylvia Stoltz and talking about that. And I will, if people want me to, in case you forgot, that, you know, here's Ernst Zundel. Here's this 2-hour show. Luca, do what you want with it. It's like, you know, it's a present from God, if people want to look at it that way. This is what people will never know. And they're making sure that nobody knows. Oh, because it's the truth. You can't listen to that. No, you're not allowed to say, why not? Asks Ahmadinejad from Iran, what are you hiding? Why can't the truth be yelled from the rooftops? This is my question. So it's good to have you on, Wolfgang, because this is a crucial time in my life, and this is the most important thing that I found, and it's right along with what I've been talking about until now, so including Swindler's List. That's the new name for the movie, I call it. I heard somebody say that, Swindler's List. I thought that was great. I had to say that.
Well, that's a good name for it. It's Schindler's List, All of Hollywood, The Diary of Anne Frank, all these fictions, and they are all fiction. That's what most people base their, you know, perception on of history. And they don't take the time to even think about it. You know, there were, I think, 2.4 million Jews in Europe. So how did 6 million end up getting, you know, exterminated? People don't peel back the onion even to the first layer and go, wait a minute, they told me Hitler blew up the moon, but I still see the moon in the sky. Why don't you just look at the sky?
Just that 6 million. Wolfgang and I can trace it back to 1869 in the New York Times. There's a picture of that right on Google. If you take New York Times and 6 million, you'll find it as a picture, unless they took that off. Okay. Everything you look at on Google.
6 million number goes back to, I think, 1823, I found in one newsreel.
There you go. See,
so
I found 1823.
For 200 years now, 6 million Jews have died. So that's...
And we have to stress, Wolfgang, we have to stress the fact that they accused Germany of gas chamber atrocities in World War I, and that had to be retracted because it was a lie. Okay? It was false. So they do the same thing in World War II again. Come on. That's your first clue, Sherlock, right? When you find that out. And it's all there. It's thanks to Wolfgang that I have these documents. It's thanks to Wolfgang that I've gone this far. And that's how karma and what's the word? Yin-yang or whatever you want to call it. That's how it works. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Okay, and it's your choice to say yes or no, Wolf.
Well, in some respects, it's a blessing that they push so hard to keep this lie alive, because it's like a big red button that says, don't push this button. Okay?
There you
go. It makes people like look at it more and go, why not? And you and I have talked about this before. I think they'd rather everybody bicker back and forth about, oh, those blue-stained walls, and, oh, how many Jews can you stack in an oven? And, oh, yeah, those hospitals were there for diabolical medical experiments, whatever. What they really don't want anybody to talk about is the economic recovery that happened in Germany. And you'll be, like, a brilliant researcher if you can find anything on the net about that. You can find everything before and everything after, but how did Germany go from being the most broken down, indebted, bankrupt, unemployed country to the most prosperous and arguably the most powerful nation on earth 5 years later? That's what nobody's supposed to talk about.
Wolf, that's what we're going to talk about. And I have 1 minute left before the break. So I've got to stop it here, because this is what we want to talk about. If you guys want to talk about, you guys and girls want to follow us and find out what we have and what I have found, this is what's on the menu for maybe the next two or three shows, I think, because I want to make people privy of what I did, and it took me 3 hours to do, to separate the clips, and especially to do a special one for Wolfgang today. So when we come back, we're going to have the caller that's still there. He's still waiting. Steve from Michigan. We're going to get to him when you come back from the break. Thank you so much, Wolf, for calling. And I'm hearing music.
Good
day,
Lucas.
This is Lucas World. We'll be back. Thank you.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Miles of black ribbon on the lone highway. Men turn into boys on the lone highway. Rest up, creeps and thrive. Before another on a lone highway.